Well, you know, first, after I received this National Heritage Fellowship Award given by the National Endowment for the Arts, and the program was held at the White House on September 27, 1995, and at that time we were only 12 artists in the entire United States given that highest award in traditional arts in America. And fortunately, I'm the only Filipino chosen to be one of the awardees. And as far as I know, I have not heard of any other Filipino who received the same title. So that was a big, event, I think, because the event was held at the White House. All the artists were there, lots of people, lots of media. I was in the middle of listening to the program, and I already get a call from radio station in San Francisco asking me all kinds of questions, being in the White House, asking me, how do you feel that you are given this honor at the White House? And my only answer was, well, of course I feel happy and I feel glad, but I didn't expect that bringing Corinthian music in America, it will give me the chance to receive this award in a federal government of the United States. So after that, people who have learned about it, then they start calling me Master. And sometimes I don't feel comfortable being called Master. First of all, it's because it's not commonly used in my people. But I can also understand, being and I am also educated, I'm exposed to two kinds of culture, traditional and the Western culture. So I don't have to say, don't call me Master, because everybody who received that achievement is also, I think, deserved to be called that title. And to me, I would rather be called by my name, that if people call me Master, I don't have to say, don't call me. This is America. People have the choice to use the term they want. So I don't feel offended, or I don't feel uncomfortable. But I understand that people would like to call me that title, and that's fine with me.